Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we retake the reins from RJ after his latest open road, Mary and I are about to bring you Destination Spotlight number 161 in this series. That's on America's 32nd state, and we're sponsored by Relief Factor.
And whether it's your job, getting older, or travel, if aches and pains are impacting your life, join us and make Relief Factor your cure. This 100% drug-free product is third-party tested in the U.S. for purity and potency. It's a simple but powerful and unique combination of botanical ingredients and fish oil, all designed by doctors to provide ongoing relief from back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, as well as any general muscle aches and inflammation.
Folks, stop popping those popular over-the-counter painkillers as you're harming your body. Instead, try the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com as a show fan today or RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, off to the land of 10,000 lakes as the executive director of Explore Minnesota is holding on that show hotline. And now here's Lauren Bennett McGinty.
All right. Well, greetings, Lauren.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Well, we welcome you to America's number one travel radio show. You are very welcome for being here. You know, I would say if we polled a number of travelers to think of destinations where they could go enjoy water, I'm sure we get places like, I don't know, maybe Florida or California, other coastal states. But Minnesota is where the Mississippi River begins. You say you have 10,000 lakes, but I think there are actually more than that. Your state sits, you know, on the shores of Lake Superior. So water is a big deal in your state. How much does all things water impact your tourism?
It's huge for us. We have a very special lake life vibe here in Minnesota. And yes, we have more than 11,800 lakes here. So a little bit of a misnomer, but we spend lots of our time in the summer on lakes. Even I go out and go paddleboarding all the time at the local lake near me. But we have lake accessibility in the Twin Cities throughout the entire part of the state. You can go to the North Shore of Lake Superior, which is basically an ocean. And it's a really great opportunity for people to experience all kinds of different lake features. But what comes with that is relaxation, cabin country, a good time with family and friends, and just a fantastic experience.
We took our sons a few years ago. We left Minneapolis and we drove up to Gooseberry Falls State Park, which really just blew me away. It was beautiful on the north shore of Lake Superior. That also really pleasantly surprised me. And of course, we had so many locals tell us we had to stop off at Betty's Pies in Two Harbors,
right,
which we did.
Yep.
But Lauren, outside of the Twin Cities and that particular area, do you find, is this where a lot of the travelers are going, up to the northern part of your state? Do they tend to go south, maybe the Rochester or surrounding areas? Where are people going?
People are going to the North Shore. I think that's a really top spot for us. It's beautiful. It's scenic, lots of hiking, waterfalls. But we also have the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness, which is, you know, you go in for a day or two, maybe longer, and you can canoe and portage. And it's really sort of a romantic back to nature experience. But people are also traveling all over the state. So just sort of northwest of the Twin Cities is St. Cloud and that surrounding area, which is a lot of really family-friendly experiences. Southwest of the Twin Cities, we have places like New Ulm, which is home to the second oldest family brewery in the country, which is Shell's Brewery. We also have a lot of beautiful prairie lands and Pipestone, which is where there is a quarry for pipes for Native American peace pipes. So lots of fantastic experiences there. And then if you go southeast of the Twin Cities, Rochester is definitely a hot spot, and it's growing every single day. They're putting a lot of time and energy there. But you also have Winona, which is a beautiful city along the river, and just a really fantastic experience in the winter. You can even go ice climbing there.
Well, listen, you can even head up to International Falls, which we all know about as well. So, I mean, so this show, we're based in the New York City area. That's where Mary and I are. But Minnesota does get its share of attention on this program week to week because Rudy lives in St. Paul. My Pillow, they've been a show sponsor for 11 years. I know they're southwest of Minneapolis, I think, not far from Bloomington and Chaska. But I'm mentioning Bloomington because, of course, that's where Mall of America is located. That certainly is an experience in itself. I know we've done that four or five times over the years, but it clearly has to be a big driver for tourism to your state, yes?
It really is, especially for our international friends that come to visit us. They love to bring an empty suitcase and load it up before they head out back to their country. But we also have a lot of folks who come from all around the region and spend time there. And then another big draw is if you're in town for, you know, family sports tournaments or big events, we always find people tacking on extra days to spend time at the Mall of America and Nickelodeon Universe. So it's a really great experience for families, but also they've really put a lot of energy into making it an upscale experience with new shopping stores and also restaurants. So they've done a really great job there.
Lauren, last question from us today. As we're focusing pretty heavily on America's 250th birthday for this year, what are some major happenings or two that you will all be doing in Minnesota that you would want our listeners to know about to celebrate?
Well, I certainly hope that folks find our event listing on our website on exploreminnesota.com, but we're also working in tandem with our Minnesota Historical Society, who's gathering events and resources, and they're going to be posting some more of those soon. So hopefully we'll have some events this summer around July 4th, and I know that there are a lot of really active citizens who are working on a committee to kind of get all of those events in one place and start highlighting those soon.
Well, Lauren, listen, we covered, you know, 5 minutes is not enough for a state. We know that, but you did a nice job touching on a lot of different areas of your state.
It's
we really appreciate
state.
Your time today. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much. You too.
All right,
thank
care.
You, Lauren. Take care.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
All right, well, there goes Lauren, Minnesota mayor. And by the way, I forgot about Betty's Pies. All those pies I had. Oh, my
God. But that whole North Shore area is gorgeous. Really pretty. You want the pies again.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about that now. It's a good time. We're going into a commercial break right here at the top of the hour. So, folks, I need to wrap right now. Hour 2 is going to begin in a few minutes. We'll be focused on all types of aircraft coming up for the F-Block. We'll also be talking taxes and travel. You'll want to stay tuned for that. We'll hopefully save you a little bit of money there. Amtrak, food allergies, so much more. Keep those radios locked in, everyone. Don't forget, you can also catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com. And to go visit Minnesota, that's exploreminnesota.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.